Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have three guests joining me this morning. I have Stephanie, Audrey, and April to tell us about what's happening at UAS this spring and possibly just wrapping up stuff right now. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
And I'm going to start with April. So, April Suski.
Yes.
What is your position at the university?
I'm the manager of student success, which is basically student resources, advising, testing, tutoring.
That's an excellent title. It really is. I mean,
okay.
You know, being a returning student or a new college student, it's saying we're all in this together.
Right. We're here to help you succeed.
Absolutely. So what's happening in your department right now?
Well, right now we are trying to get the word out that we encourage people to start their college careers here in Sitka. So it's Sitka Start. And the idea is that, you know, we hope that you would finish with us, but if you don't, this is a great place to start. If you're in the Coast Guard, if you're in high school, it just makes a lot of sense to start taking your general education requirements here, where you're at home and you're not having to pay for living expenses and you're not taking out loans, you're not racking up those debts, and you're getting those courses out of the way. They'll transfer anywhere. We are 100% fully accredited, and it just, in these days, it just makes a lot of financial sense to start out right here. And that, I did mention dual enrollment. That's a program that I think is really worthwhile, because a student can take high school classes and college classes at the same time. In other words, an English course or a psychology course or a math course will get you high school credit and college credit at the same time. You know, so it's great. And so then when the students get done, hopefully if they've done a couple of years of dual enrollment, by the time they graduate, they can head off to the college of their choice wherever they go and have quite a few credits under their belt, and it ends up costing them a lot more money. I mean, excuse me, a lot less money. But, you know, they can still have the degree from the university of their choice. They just start out here.
That's great. I think you got stuck because you were focusing on value. Like,
yes.
You're getting more bang for your buck.
Exactly. Thank you.
No, I totally understand. And I know the perception, or maybe it's real, that we're always worried about students just want to get out of Sitka. And do you have to capture a lot of students to say, it's okay, it didn't work outside, to start again here in Sitka?
Actually, there are quite a few people that they leave home and they find out that they, for whatever reason, that they really came. I just had a student in my office the other day, and that was her story. And she said all of her friends that had left didn't like being outside for whatever reason. They came back, and so they're starting out here. It's probably just that they were very young when they went out. And you really have to have a goal. I mean, the days when you could just go to school and sort of, you know, take classes here and take classes there, and eventually it would all work out, and you'd wind up with your degree in 4 years. Those days are long, long gone. Most degrees nowadays are kind of technical in nature, and the number of electives that you have to choose from are getting fewer and fewer. And, I mean, you can make really costly mistakes by just going and sort of searching and trying to find yourself, and it can end up costing a lot of money. We really recommend that people be very methodical about what they're doing while they're in college, because it's so very, very expensive today.
Yeah, and your time is valuable.
Yes.
Very much so. Stephanie, you are you're more than a tutor in the math department.
I am, yeah. I work with several things in the math department. One, I do tutoring online, on the phone, email, and in different formats. And then I also work with the placement test. The math placement test is daunting for some students, so I try and make it more individualized and work with them and make sure that they're prepared to take the test. And, yeah, I just make sure they're placed correctly. So that's, like, one of my goals that I worked on this last semester and I am implementing as advising is going on. And the last thing we have is a refresher course that's 6 weeks. And so it's a cheap alternative to taking a full semester's worth of math to get you ready for college. So I'm working with that especially.
Do you feel like a math therapist for folks who haven't I mean, math creates great anxiety for people.
Most of my students have pretty strong anxiety about math, and so I do call it math therapy when they call. Sometimes it's a 10-minute intro of how they've hated their math classes and their teachers, and I'm like, well, let's back up, and let's talk about math and make it more exciting for you, and how can we do that? So, yeah.
That's terrific. And you, did you mention you did services for bilingual students?
That actually is more in Audrey's department, but I work in the GED. I'm a GED tutor as well. So I work, with just that's my part of the adult education. And so I enjoy that as well.
Fantastic. So, let's turn to Audrey. Audrey, what is your position at UAS?
I'm the testing and learning resources coordinator, and I do a little bit of, ESL and some outreach and GED testing.
Is there a large ESL population here in Sitka?
I would say there's about 20 to 30 people enrolled in the school. The population is large. It kind of depends on what demographic we're looking at. But with immigrants, it's a little bit smaller. I think with the Filipino community, we could say that it's bigger. But, yeah.
So testing placement... is it, do people just come to you because they need to sort of jump through a hoop to know what classes they're going to be in? Or do you do something sort of outside of, you know, I want to go back to college, I'm sort of lost, and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up?
We're going to be starting to do this ASVAB test that's kind of a career finder type of test where you can come and you can answer a series of questions. I think it's in about an hour, or, well, it's a 3-hour test. But anyways, it can help you locate the skills that you have and what career that would direct you towards. And so that's kind of a really interesting thing that we have coming up here pretty soon. So people will be able to do that. Other than that, yeah, I mean, I mostly, if... people want to place into a test, then I can help them with the AccuPlacer or kind of give them an idea of what that is and what they can do to place into a higher class. And
so I'm starting to understand the three of you, what your roles are. So April's going to break the ice and say, welcome back. And you're gonna direct folks to Audrey for possibly testing, and then Stephanie's gonna help people breathe into a bag and make sure that it's gonna be okay, and everyone's gonna be successful in the Student Service Success Center. Okay, so April, how soon is too soon to get ready for a spring semester?
Now is a great time to get ready for spring semester. We recommend that you come in and that you see an advisor. That would be either myself or Cheryl Strami. Advisors can help you get lined up to take career inventory tests like the ASVAB, or get you lined up with any of our other. We have a lot of tests that we offer. Also, advisors can help you figure out how to prepare for placement. So we might get you in touch with our math assistant, Stephanie, and we help you figure out the best way to reach your goal. We help you figure out what your goal is and how we can get you there. So, and I did want to say that we have a couple of new programs at UAS that we're all really, really excited about. First of all, UAS Sitka is going to be the home of the new Associate of Applied Science in Law Enforcement. And yes.
It's terrific.
It is. We anticipate there's going to be a lot of interest in that. We've already hired a really great professor, David Sexton, who is very, very experienced in the field. He's been out in the trenches, and he's excellent. And this program is starting up in the fall of 2013, but you can talk to David Sexton now about the program. You can also call us. We can get you started taking the non-law enforcement courses that you need. It fully articulates with the Bachelor's in Justice at UAA and UAF. So if your goal is to continue on in the field, then you can certainly do that with this program, but this AAS will definitely get you a job as soon as you're done. The other thing that we have is the Associate of Applied Science in Fisheries Technology. That used to be a program that came out of Ketchikan, but it is with us now, again, starting this year. Also, as many of you know, UAS is the only accredited provider of the AAS and Health Information Management in the state of Alaska, and that's a large program. If you're interested in this or any of our programs, please come and give us a call.
And what's the number there?
747-7717.
Yeah, that'll get you the basic number, and then.
That's terrific. And do you take drop-ins, like someone is suddenly motivated?
Please. Yes. Please drop by.
Terrific. I'd like to thank these folks from UAS, Stephanie Warpinski, Audrey Beam, and April Suski, for telling us about what's happening this spring. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.